Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right, let's pop over to the the Ministry of Lies. Doesn't matter which division it is, I suppose. Biden says he'll deploy troops to fight Russia if $100 billion in Ukraine aid is not approved. That sounds like fucking coercion to me. That sounds like a fucking threat. How about we tell you to fuck off, buddy? You want to go fight, put your shit on and get your fucking ass over there. You can't fucking force us to fucking fight. $100 billion, shove it in your fucking ass. People are fucking going hungry on Christmas, living under goddamn freeway overpasses, you piece of fucking New World fucking pedophilic shit, you. That's what you fucking are. U.S. math scores hit all-time low on international exam. Now, that's no fucking secret. American, this by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. American students scored an all-time low in math or on a major international exam, which provided the first comparison of global achievement since the pandemic radically changed education around the world. Yeah, well, yeah, sure as fuck did. You went from reading, writing, arithmetic to fucking queers, LGBTQ, fucking goddamn freaks and fucking faggots. That'll drop your fucking math scores real fucking quick. According to data released Tuesday, American 15-year-olds had a 13-point plunge out of 1,000 on the PISA program for International Student Assessment Exam, which was given last year to 620,000 students in 81 countries worldwide. The results are another piece of evidence showing the crisis in mathematics achievement. Well, if you weren't there, they're teaching little kids that they're fucking little boys or little girls, and the little girls are little boys. Maybe they could do some fucking math. Learn, and boy, wait a minute, wait, 2 + 2 = 5, fucking, you wonder, said Peggy Carr, commissioner of the National Center for Education Statistics, in a statement to WAPO, only now can we see that it is a global concern. Fuck your globalness, shove it up your ass, we're a fucking sovereign country, get the fuck out, get all the fucking people that aren't supposed to be here out, and watch those math scores fucking soar. And we get rid of all the fucking shit that isn't, there's one, we're going to pop around here just a bit. There's one fucking piece here. What the hell, school board, playing Israeli soldier breaks Palestinian woman's arm. He sure as fuck did. He's walked up and fucking busted her arm, fucking arm, just for something to do. They're fucking animals. School board president, Karen Smith, CBC schools choose to swear her oath on a stack of banned books. Some books, including pornography content, including promoting porn, pedophilia, and graphic depictions of sexual acts. It shows her just proudly up there, you fucking cunt, you fucking treasonous bitch. In Biden's America, and it ain't just Biden's fucking America, it's Trump's fucking America. It's the fucking international corporate mafia's fucking America. Quit playing that left-right game with me. We're not going to play your fucking election game. Get it through your fucking head. You fucking participate in an occupational election, you are a goddamn traitor. You are guilty of fucking treason and sedition by definition. U.S. announces $175 million in weapons for Ukraine as Biden pleads for more funding. We'll hit some of these on the way back. U.N. Human Rights Report demands U.S. change. Here it is. Constitution, limit free speech and ban guns. Okay, we're going to look at this. This is by Baxter Dimitri, the people's voice. Send them money. Send them some money, man. They need better sets. They need more. They need to be better fucking controlled fucking opposition. The United Nations has issued a scathing report on the state of human rights in the United States, demanding America crack down on free speech, change the Constitution, allow more abortion, and confiscate guns. There is no Constitution to fucking change to start with, boys, because there never was a fucking Constitution because the people never granted authority for such. All there is that fucking Bill of Rights. You know, that inalienable, ratified by the representatives of the people's law of December 15, 1791, which is the absolute fucking jurisdictional authority of we the people, which we granted ourselves, and that's the only fucking jurisdiction we granted, motherfuckers. According to the UN Human Rights Committee, these draconian changes are necessary to improve, quote, human rights in America and bring the U.S. into compliance with United Nations agreements by promoting abortion, gun control, and transgenderism. In the UN's crosshairs, free speech rights, state-level restrictions are killing babies. State efforts to protect children from genital mutilation, genital mutilation, and the use of the death penalty on murderers, all that and more came under attack by the UN human rights machinery. Well, I wonder if they had any talk about the genocide going on over there in Palestine, about the Jews murdering little fucking, killing mothers and where they have to deliver the baby from a dead mother that they dropped a bomb on their fucking house. I wonder if they're talking about that. Machinery has supposed human rights violations. The globalist institution even called for the U.S. to change the Constitution to comply with UN scheme. You can fuck, they take that Constitution and shove it up your ass. The Bill of Rights was ratified separately because they put it on there as a preamble. Don't change the fucking law. It can't be touched. It can't be changed. And you try to change it and you're fucking, that's a fucking act of war against we the people. And we will answer that fucking challenge, motherfuckers. So come on over to the United Nations. Do you know how many people are busting to bust open a fucking blue helmet? Per the New America, the controversial UN report released by the UN Human Rights Committee on November 3rd examined whether governments at all levels in the United States was complying with the largely unconstitutional, no, violations of the fucking Bill of Rights. Constitution ain't got shit to do with this except that there is no authority in there for these motherfuckers to do anything but obey that fucking Bill of Rights, obey the jurisdiction of we the fucking people as individual free sovereign nationals. Unconstitutional commitments to the UN International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the global agreement ratified by the U.S. government, no, the U.S. corporation, call it what it fucking is, people's voice. The people want to know the truth. It's a U.S. corporation. It ain't no fucking government. It has no jurisdictional authority over any United States American national, any individual free sovereign national of these United States. None. We never granted them any fucking authority. Look it up. Government in 1992 purports to commit the U.S. government to usurp a broad array of powers that were never delegated to it in the Constitution that created it. They sure as hell weren't. There were no powers delegated to it because the people did not ratify it. And the people had the only ones that had the jurisdictional authority to do so. We didn't ask for the son of a bitch. And we didn't fucking give it affirmation. So shove it up your ass. In the UN's crosshairs, one of the most troubling elements of the report from a constitutional perspective is that it ignored the fact that most of the legal areas in question are under state rather than federal jurisdiction. America's Constitution, which remains the supreme law of the land, no, it fucking ain't. The Bill of Rights is, and it was never meant to be fucking joined with subject matter in a contract with opposite subject matter. You fucking lose. You have no fucking authority. The supreme law of the land, my fucking ass, regardless of any treaties or status contradicting it. States only delegated a few clearly defined powers to the feds, and that's a fucking fact. All other powers were reserved for the states or the people, as explained clearly in the 10th Amendment, which also says that what is forbidden in the to the federal government under the fucking Bill of Rights is forbidden to the fucking state governments, too. That's every fucking right in that goddamn, and it is the fucking the right to a common law court. Is the right to the goddamn procedural due process without so much as a fucking comma missing, you motherfuckers. And you fucking know it. That's why the first thing they took out in this country was the goddamn common law courts. And yet throughout the report, the UN spoke as if the federal government can and must simply force states to obey. But states ain't got nothing to do with it. These are individual free sovereign fucking rights. The state can't fuck with them. Who do you think empowers the fucking state if anybody does? It would be the fucking people, and we do not empower the state to violate our fucking law. As if they are mere administrative units of an all-powerful unitary state beholden to the UN The global outfit even lashed out against key constitutional procedures. Fuck you. The fucking procedures are not constitutional. They're from the fucking written, ratified by the people law, absolute, unalienable, of December 15, 1791. That's where the fucking procedures are. That's where the fucking maximums are. That is the law you cannot touch. But that's the other that they're talking about in that 10th article. And others retained by the people, including state level redistricting, and it slammed constitutionally protected God-given rights, including freedom of speech and the right to keep and bear arms. That isn't constitutional rights. Those are goddamn natural fucking rights that we're born with. No fucking government granted it to us. We took it at the barrel of a gun, and we'll take it back at the barrel of a fucking gun. Wait and watch and see, you motherfuckers. You got to make a move. You can't just keep running your fucking mouths. Pretty soon you're the little boy that cried wolf. Given rights, including freedom of speech and the right to keep and bear arms, you fucking try it. To calling the government to crack down on both. Well, bring it on, you motherfuckers. The UN committee started off by praising the U.S. government for what it described as positive aspects. These positive developments include the Respect for Marriage Act, which we tore apart in the fucking goddamn common law, and enshrining, actually was put in place by the fucking organized religion, who went corporate. When they went corporate, they have to let men get married in their fucking churches. They have to accept fucking goddamn what should be considered an abomination in any real fucking church. And you bet. You fucking right. Ensuring so-called homosexual marriage into federal statute. Federal statute is not fucking law. The Bill of Rights is fucking law. A statute is policy. It's corporate fucking policy, and it has no standing against the fucking goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, known as your fucking Bill of Rights. Along with executive orders from Joe Biden prompting contradiction contraception and abortion, also positive racist, racial equity, the transgender bathroom, at school executive orders, each one of these positive aspects is a clear violation of the U.S. Constitution. No, it ain't the violation of the Bill of Rights. The Constitution was never ratified. It don't even fucking exist. But the negatives far outweigh the positive. In the UN's view, the committee remains concerned at the lack of measures to effectively incorporate the covenant in the domestic legal order, the report said, demanding that the state party, the U.S. government incorporated, and the U.N. dictates at the federal, state, and local level. The document also called for judges and prosecutors to rely on global agreement while demanding that the United States government accept the U.N.'s interpretation of the covenant. This is telling you their administrative admiralty is going to fucking a new world order level, a new fucking world government fucking level. And shove that up your ass, too, because it's in violation of our fucking unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791 and our absolute unchallenged jurisdictional authority over this goddamn country. Another key demand was the U.S. government establish an independent human rights body to enforce the U.N. agreement across the United States. Fucking do it. Fucking do it. One of the purposes of this institution would be to punish speech that the UN considers to be hate speech. I hate you motherfuckers. Whichever one of you are talking about, I hate every fucking one of you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. My right to fucking hate is as absolute as my right to love. And I hate your fucking guts. A concept developed by the mass murdering Soviet dictatorship and to censor internet speech, speech the UN hates. Perhaps even more startling, the UN demanded that the United States change its constitution and pass the Equal Rights Amendment, which went down to defeat. It can't pass nothing. It's a fucking corporation. You have no goddamn standing to pass anything because you can't even have a vote in this fucking country because we're occupied. So all this is fucking occupational dictates is you're going to get shoved right up your fucking ass. Which went down to defeat thanks to the efforts of conservative leaders such as Philly Schlafly. And here we go. You know, it's election season. Philly goes, man, they're against it. We got two parties, man. They hate each other. Shit, right? As it comes to goddamn Israel, then they're all fucking bowing down on their knees to Netanyahu, aren't they? And to the fucking goddamn Israeli fucking Zionist. The state party should redouble its efforts to guarantee protection about sex and gender-based discrimination in its constitution, including through initiatives such as the Equal Rights Amendment, the UN committee said. Now, there's one here with AOC. Now, there's it's a video. Let me see how much of it they show. We'll come back to this. I want to find that. And because I found it very interesting. AOC lays out new dim talking points on men in women's spaces. We are talking about opening up all women's and girls to genital examinations when they are underage, potentially just because someone can point to someone and say, I don't think you're a girl. Well, I don't think that the fucking girls had met. If a nurse fucking looked at them to make sure that the fucking boys weren't fucking competing with them, I don't think they matter at all. But this bitch, you got to watch this goddamn video if you're able to watch it. Because in it, she admits that this whole fucking garbage fucking pile of fucking pedophiles and fucking LGBT shit is all less than 1% of the population, people. That's what they're going to try and take your fucking rights away with. Less than 1% of the fucking population. And she says the very fact that we got to spend so much money on this because it's just less than 1% of the population shows the problem. It sure as fuck does, bitch. It shows that you shouldn't even be sitting there, you foreign whore. And you need to get fucking out of this goddamn country because this is going to break loose. The people are going to fucking have their fucking way. You watch and see. Anyways, that was that. So I want to go back to that other thing we were doing. Because it was worth that's the one that's quite a ways. Here we are. Demanding United Nations demanding fucking guys telling us, demanding to tell us what to do. You come and fucking enforce it. See who wants to fucking die for this shit? See who wants to die to fucking back your fucking mouth up because you motherfuckers never will. One of the most troubling elements of the report from a constitutional perspective is that it ignored the fact that most of the legal areas in question are under state rather than federal jurisdiction. We read that. Okay, the UN committee started off by praising. Yeah, we read that. But the negatives far outweigh the positive. We read that. Another key demand was that the U.S. government establish. We read that. Perhaps even more startling, the UN demanded that the United States change its constitution. You can change it all you fucking want. Ain't worth the paper it's written on. That Bill of Rights is. That Bill of Rights is the law of this motherfucking land, you son of a bitches, and the jurisdictional authority belongs to we, the individual free sovereign nationals of this fucking country. And we have the right, not only the right, but the goddamn duty to enforce it to the fucking letter. The UN also demanded that the U.S. government take more action against states that are working to protect children from surgical mutilation known as gender-affirming care. You wonder why you've got the lowest math fucking scores. I mean, why there's nothing being taught in the schools, because this fucking crap is what's being taught in the fucking schools. And people, if you send your kids to these fucking schools, you are fucking, well, I would say that you, what the hell do they call it? You're guilty of neglect, pure neglect or stupidity. It called for ensuring that men be allowed to use bathrooms, the bathroom with girls, and it demanded that males be allowed to compete in women's sports as well. Well, I don't think that's going over so fucking good, is it? But here we have, the propaganda shift again. They went to fucking from calling these motherfuckers out for the baby fucking killing, fucking human trafficking, fucking thieving, fucking monsters that they are. Now they're trying to kind of lighten it up, kind of ease it back in there. We're not forgetting. We saw your fucking hole card, asshole. We know what you're trying to do. The mass slaughter of the unborn must continue unimpeded too. And with tax money, among other concerns, the UN said it was alarmed at the increase of legislation barriers and practices at the state level that impede women's access to safe and legal abortion. Inter alia, the criminalization of various actors linked to their role in providing or seeking abortion care, including healthcare providers. Well, if we had the fucking Bill of Rights, we could settle that fucking question case by case, because that's how it has to fucking be. You don't get a blanket fucking goddamn dictatorship over we the people. We're individuals. You take us on individually. We take each other on individually. And that fucking law was not put in place to fucking chain the government. It is fucking enforceable on any motherfucker in this goddamn country. My neighbor can't violate my motherfucking rights. If he does, I have the right to defend those fucking rights. I have the right to fucking invoke my fucking authority under the fucking Bill of Rights and enforce it. With no trace of irony in the very same section, the UN committee also claimed it was deeply concerned about the profound impact of measures reigning in mass killing of unborn children who have on the rights of women and girls seeking an abortion, including the rights to life, privacy, and not to be subject to cruel and degrading treatment. How not being allowed to kill one's baby could be considered a threat to the right to life was not made clear. Well, come on, think for yourself, hit your head against the fucking table. You'll figure it out. The UN committee provided a broad list of specific demands surrounding abortion. These include making sure that all women and girls can kill their preborn babies with tax funding and without legal restrictions of any kind. They can't put legal restrictions, but by God, you have the common law courts, and it can be fucking challenged in each individual fucking case. That's the way it has to fucking work. Or we don't. That's why a lot of people. That's why they're against it. Some of this shit these motherfuckers calling themselves patriots like. They like when it fucking supports their fucking goddamn view. But the bottom line is, it's fucking you in your individual capacity versus me in my individual capacity. That's what the fucking common law says, and it's the highest law in this fucking land. It is the unalienable fucking law of we the people. U.S. government to work on harmonizing its abortion policies with the abortion care guidelines from a scandal-plagued World Health Organization. Oh, fuck you. On guns, the U.N. committee praised the Biden administration's effort to infringe on the rights enshrined in the Second Amendment. It's not the Second fucking Amendment. It's the second article of the fucking Bill of Rights, of the fucking written, ratified by the representatives of the people, the only law in this fucking country, unalienable law in this country of December 15, 1791, not the Second Amendment. But called for far more infringements. Are you really, you outside motherfucker, you foreign cocksucker? Come over here and fucking enforce your fucking infringements, pricks. Among other demands, the UN called for forcing everyone to obtain government permission to acquire firearms, magazines, or ammunition. It also demanded bans on broad categories of commonly owned firearms and proposed helping to bankrupt the gun industry by subjecting it to endless litigation. Well, then that is a goddamn act of war, isn't it? You're openly fucking challenging our fucking authority and our fucking law. We are the goddamn jurisdictional authority of this country. The individual free sovereign nationals will wipe your fucking ass out of this goddamn country and off this fucking planet. The climate change narrative featured prominently in the report, too. The UN committee called on the U.S. government to intensify efforts to prevent and mitigate the effects of climate change and environmental degradation, including by strengthening its legal framework and taking adequate steps to adopt a precautionary approach to protecting persons, especially the most vulnerable, from the negative impacts of climate change and natural disasters, which is all pure fucking horseshit, proved pure fucking horseshit. The people that have done the most damage to this fucking goddamn planet are sitting on mountains of gold as big as Mount Everest. They have endangered our people. They have fucking used us as slave labor to fucking tear up the fucking earth. But we didn't have to. It all belonged to the American Nationals. We wouldn't have tore it up. Why would we? It belongs to us. This is where the rubber meets the fucking road, people. Even with more than 8 million immigrants surging across the border since Biden took over, the U.S. said the U.S. government needs to do more to open its borders even wider, slamming the Muslim ban under Trump. In particular, the report made clear that Islamic migration into the United States must step up. Under what fucking authority? The people are saying no. You hear us? We're the individual free sovereign. We are the nationals of this country. We are the goddamn free sovereigns of this fucking country. You don't tell us what to do. You try it, you get shot. The state party should take all measures necessary to enhance protection of migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers, and fuck the American nationals who can trace their lineage back to before this was a country, who are living under the goddamn railroad passes with their children in the winter going hungry. Fuck them! We got goddamn migrants and immigrants and fucking less than 1% of these fucking freak faggot motherfuckers that's what our interest is. They do not give a shit about us. They do not represent us. And why we continue to allow this is beyond me. Without discrimination, the report concluded, calling for U.S. immigration law to be brought in line with international demands. Oh, really? Shove your demands up your fucking ass. Violating God-given rights. Some of the human rights violations identified in the UN report are in fact genuine violations of God-given rights. How you figure? For instance, the committee blasted the U.S. government's mass murder via drone program that has slaughtered enormous numbers of innocent people around the world without even a trial, much less a conviction and a penalty, death penalty. Well, in the first place, you're talking about, they say U.S. government that takes the corporation clear out of it, and it is the U.S. corporation that's doing this, and they're killing for fucking profit. And of course, I mean, if it's a goddamn corporation, all you can do is find a corporation. You can't put a piece, I guess you could take the fucking piece of paper that makes up the corporation, put it in jail, couldn't you? Or hang it? No, this has to come down to individuals taking responsible for their own fucking actions, as in their individual capacity in a common law fucking court. Or at this point, they've declared war on us. Fuck, man, we're in a goddamn war. Make no mistake about it. Government's mass murder via drone program. Yeah, they sure have. Wonder how many kids they've killed today. Numbers of innocent people around the world without even a trial, much less a conviction and a death penalty. Well, they do that right here in the United fucking States all the fucking time. We live in corporate fiefdoms. Where they're goddamn, the courts are corporations. When you answer the phone, they give you a company directory. How stupid do you fucking think we are? How many people are sitting in prison right now who never saw, didn't know what due process was, so they didn't know they were fucking denied it. Just the goddamn king's esquires. Fucking, I'll take care of this. We got a little chart here. Yeah, see, yeah, you're only going to have to do 22 months, but I didn't do anything. Yeah, this is a good deal for you. Really, it is. And military personally involved in torture, which is already required under state and federal statutes, and is expressed concerned at reports of high number of children who are separated from their families and placed in child welfare facilities to be fucking pedophile, by the way, a crime of staggering proportions that has long been incentivized financially by the U.S. government. No, the U.S. corporation, don't call it government. It is not a government. It's a fucking corporation, and it has no goddamn teeth. We, the people, have the jurisdictional authority to hang every fucking one of them. All of those are valid and legitimate concerns. However, constitutionally speaking, they can and must be addressed domestically. And, of course, each of those genuine violations identified by the UN torture, kidnapping children from parents without due process and assassinations is already a flagrant violation of the federal and state constitutions, which happens every fucking day in this country. And it's not the constitutions, it's the fucking Bill of Rights. There is no constitution. There was no ratification by the people. The people granted no power to the fucking aristocrats that did that, as well as the statutory law. No, a statutory law is a fucking policy, and it can change at the whim of the fucking goddamn a corporation that puts it in place. This is Roman civil law. We're guaranteed American fucking common law. guaranteed it. We guaranteed it to ourselves. And we guaranteed ourselves that we could enforce it with the second article if you ever tried to fucking take it away from us. There is no need for the UN to get involved. Oh, shit. See how these fucking, this is your new mainstream. The controversial report came right as the dictator-dominated UN Human Rights Council was facing a global scandal for appointing the Iranian regime to chair its social forum. The mullahs ruling over Iran have been funding terror organizations such as the mosque while ruthlessly persecuting Christians and dissidents. Show me the evidence. I've seen no such shit. It's because it's some cocksucker for... writes it down on a piece of fucking paper. Don't make it true. They got rid of the fucking law that said they couldn't use propaganda on us. Remember? During fucking Obama. So everything you see, you cannot fucking believe. Everything you hear, you cannot believe. You better go look for your fucking self. Somebody tells you it's goddamn 12 noon, you better go outside and look at the sun. UN's concept of rights, as this magazine has been documenting for decades, the Dictator Club, as the UN is known to critics, has a long track record of allowing mass murdering regimes to hold prominent posts, and the UN has also been bullying Western governments to shred the remaining liberties of citizens, including the most basic fundamental rights such as speech and press, and almost since its inception. Well, of course it is. That's what it was put there for. And that's what the traitors who fucking signed on to it. They couldn't sign on to that. They had no authority, no more authority than Lincoln had to declare martial law. It violated the ninth article of the people's goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking jurisdiction. That is partially because the UN pushes a perverted concept of human rights. Rights are purportedly defined and granted by government treaties and international organizations, all these treaties by these non-governmental motherfuckers, by these rich fucking oligarchs. Even more troubling, the UN granted rights can be restricted or abolished by government at will under virtually any pretext, as the UN's own Universal Declaration of Human Rights openly admits. And the declaration, fuck you. You get out of our fucking country. We'll secure our borders. We'll really be just fine. We will live our autonomy, and we will be happy. And we're getting, by the way, we want all our fucking gold and silver back. We want everything you've stolen from us back, you motherfuckers. When this breaks loose, you're going to see how many people you have pissed off. Consider Article 29 of the Declaration, which claims that everyone shall be subject only to such limitations as are determined by law solely for the purpose of securing due recognition and respect for the rights and freedoms of others. This is bullshit. This is not law. This is goddamn Esquire bullshit. And meeting the just requirements of morality, public order, and general welfare in a democratic society. This isn't a democracy. It ain't even a fucking republic. This is just fucking the land that belongs to the fucking free individual sovereign nationals of the United States of these Americas. It belongs to us. We are the fucking jurisdictional authority, you motherfuckers. You removed our courts. We can put them back and we can hang your fucking asses. We have the jurisdiction to do it. Separately, it states that rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purpose and principles of the United Nations. Fuck the United Nations. It doesn't fucking exist. It has zero authority over any individual free sovereign American national. It can go fuck itself. For perspective, that would be like the First Amendment saying, there is no First Amendment. It's the first article, you son of a bitch, saying Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech unless that speech is being used to criticize Congress or otherwise makes Congress unhappy. And they would like it that way.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
Question. Did you say we are not a republic? I've heard you say that before. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, if there was never a constitution and it was never ratified by the people and the people never gave any authority for there to be a republic, there, I guess there's no republic.
So is there any kind of name we could give our nation when it's in its highest place of the Bill of Rights?
Well, we call it that's hard to say. I mean, we're individual free. We could call it an individual free sovereign nation. Yeah, I mean, America's even bullshit. The flag's bullshit. That was created by the fucking corporations. The American flag, the only flag that should be flying is that goddamn Bill of Rights flag, completely filled out. And then beneath that, the Gadsden flag saying, don't tread on me. The bottom line is, I've talked about this the other day, if all of the resources, all the money was coming to the American people, if we wanted someone to represent us in any way, we could just pay them to as private contractors. And if we didn't, and see that way, we would get what we want because the money's coming through our pockets. That's why they always said Congress needs to hold the purse strings. Then everything that happens is what Congress says, because that the paying for it's where it comes down to it. And we're not even paying for it. I mean, this whole goddamn thing is, it's almost impossible to talk about. We were guaranteed a free enterprise system with a debt-free currency, and which we don't have. And we should be reaping the benefits. It should all go through our hands. If the people don't want it, we are the supreme jurisdictional authority of this country. And if we don't want it, we just don't pay for it. And it's that simple. And we would have what we wanted if we wanted any kind. I mean, they talk about dealing with other governments. I think that we know people that can deal with other governments that we don't have to give titles to. Or we don't have, you know, you tell us what the other guy said and we'll tell you whether we're going to kill them or not, whether we'll use our nuclear arsenal on them or not. We'll tell you. You don't tell us. But it is not, it can't be a republic if it was founded on a fraud, can it?
No. And I like what you said, free sovereign nation. You know, you can take a list of nations like Japan and Italy and any other nation. And here we are, England, Poland, France, free sovereign nation. We just have to start kind of naming it that way so that we refuse all their labels that have all their constrictions and yep. We declare each individual empowered. And I'm going to start referring to us that way. I like that very much, Henry. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, there was never no constitution. It was not ratified by the peoples. So the people did not grant authority to any of these bastards. And when they, you know, you look at the Anti-Federalist Papers and they told you exactly what was going to happen. That's why the Bill of Rights was written like it was written. And it was a checkmate. It is a checkmate, but the people have to enforce it. That's the only drawback to our Bill of Rights is we have to do the dying. And generations ago, if they, our grandfathers would have taken it up with them, like when they tried to take the gold and shit, we wouldn't, near as many people have had to die, but a whole lot of people are going to have to die to fix this because we've let it go so far. It's like anything else, you know, your car or anything else. You don't maintenance, you don't take care of it, and it starts this little problem, that little problem, this little problem, that little problem. Pretty soon you got a goddamn broken down piece of junk that you're trying to fix back up. It should be, I mean, once we get this reinstated, I mean, any violation should be, I mean, immediately addressed by the American nationals that understand what's going on, and the people trying to perpetrate it or trying to gain a fucking foothold for corporations in this country again should be fucking put up against the wall and shot after mm-hmm. having their trial, because that is goddamn sedition any way you look at it. Oh, anyways, we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a drink of lemonade, and we will be right back.
Be a whole lot of love. You get nothing for nothing. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Come on again.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail the... No donation. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and we appreciate all your contributions. I'm your host. And that was, of course, Hog Jaw with Get Some. It's time not to quit thinking, get some. Get some. Go give some. For all we know, man, mayhem may be breaking out across this country. You hear something like that when that house exploded day before yesterday. And then you see the guy was in the fucking, well, the part of the corporation that's trying to fucking sell our farmlands and stuff. And a flare gun. That's just so unusual. Did he have a fucking, I mean, was flare guns usually just to signal distress? I mean, was he signaling somebody of distress? And the guy made it clear up on top of his fucking roof with his fucking camera to record the fucking blast. I mean, we don't know what's going on in this country because the so-called alternate media, they're not going to fucking tell you because they won't get their $100,000 sets and they won't get their fat fucking wallets. So I guess we're kind of blinded right now, except for what comes in that people actually see in their own fucking areas. Let's see what else we got up here. It shows the bastards. Scandal-stained Israeli rescue group fuels October 7th fabrications. This is by Max Blumenthal, The Gray Zone. Founded by a serial rapist known as the Haredi Jeffrey Epstein, Israeli ultra-orthodox rescue group Zeka is responsible for some of the most obscene posts. October 7th atrocity fabrications, from beheaded babies to mass rape to a fetus cult cut from its mother. Well, we sure had one cut from a dead Palestinian woman the other day, didn't we? Secretary of State Tony Blinken and President Joseph Biden, he ain't no goddamn president. He's a goddamn corporate monarch that's fucking ruling in this fucking portion of the kingdom for fucking King Chuck. And King Chuck has no jurisdictional authority over any American national. Our goddamn law is our law, motherfucker, and you'll find your justice under that goddamn law. Joseph Biden have echoed demonstratively false Zeka testimonies about Hamas atrocities. And see, this kind of pits them against us. This is propaganda because we know who's funding Hamas, who built Hamas, who got rid of the Palestinian Authority and replaced it with Hamas that they built. We know that the heads of Hamas have, brats and fucking goddamn mansions and shit, just like the rest of these son of a bitches. Marred by allegations of financial fraud, Zaka is leveraging October 7th publicity to raise unprecedented sums of cash. I bet they are. Its rival, United Hatzalah, has spun out bogus tales of babies baked in ovens as it closes in on a $50 million fundraiser. That's all. Boy, you can make some money. During an October 31st Senate hearing on Israel's war in Gaza, Secretary of State Antonio Blinken offered his rationale for rejecting a ceasefire, summoning as much emotion as a dour Democrat Party operative. See, we're going to get more and more of this fucking goddamn. Are you guys going to go for another fucking election? Is that fucking stupid? Really? Party operative could muster. Blinken conjured up a gruesome scene intended to illustrate the savagery of Hamas that Israel created and the impossibility of negotiations with such an organization. Well, if you're the one running the fucking show, I guess so. So the only thing left to do is to kill all the people, the men, women, children, little babies in the womb. That's just like a fucking Jew to do something and then point and say, they're doing it to me. Fuck you. We know what's going on over there. The world fucking knows. You're outed. I don't know what the plan is here. I can see how you're trying to pull this propaganda back in. But people, it's the Bill of Fucking Rights. We just get on that one page and force that son of a bitch and everything in front of me disappears because it cannot be. Because we can hang the motherfuckers for trying it. A young boy and girl, 6 and 8 years old, and their parents should be parents around the breakfast table, blinking in tone. The father's eye gouged out in front of his kids. The mother's breast cut off. The girl's foot amputated. The boy's fingers cut off before they were executed. Sure, was it the Gazans, or I mean, what are you trying to say here? Secretary of State concluded that is what this Israeli society is dealing with. No, that's what the Palestinians are dealing with, you murdering son of a bitches. I mean, they come out with this goddamn, this is a long fucking article too. The Secretary of State concluded, yeah. Though Blinken did not state the source of his disturbing claim and was not prompted to do so by any senator, it matched testimony delivered by Yossi Landra, the head of operations for the Southern Israeli region of the religious disaster victim identification organization called ZACA. Indeed, Landa has rehashed various forms of the story Blinken referred since October 12th, detailing how Hamas militants viciously mutilated a 6 and 8 year old child and their parents in kibbutz Biri before dining in their home. See, I mean, I'll tell you turn on a TV. I go to other people's houses and the TV's on, and you know how many commercials they got running? You know, poor Israel. If they slaughter fucking little babies and level fucking, they're blowing up homes and admitting it. They showed where they leveled this one place the other day, and they said that it was rumored that a Hamas operative had been there at some time. It's just fucking genocide, and they're trying to make it look like anything but. They're trying to desensitize the fucking people of this world to geno-fucking-side. I guess if they can do that when they come to commit genocide on you, well, I guess it'll be fucking something that you're used to, won't it? Despite the presence of multiple potential witnesses inside Biri, before Zaka arrived to collect dead bodies, independent testimony collaborating Lada's claim has yet to surface. Further, there are no recorded deaths. And what do we see when they came back after they showed their whole card and we called them on it? They came back and they fucking they admitted to all the fucking killings, and they admitted that it was all a fucking operation that between Hamas and the Israelis, the fucking Mossad. They admitted it. I mean, they were slamming it. These same fucking people, the people's voice that wants your fucking money, they were slamming it. Now they're fucking playing around the edges, and see, they're trying to bring up something. We got to have something to talk about, or we're getting ready for another fucking unlawful fucking goddamn selection from the fucking Bilderbergs for the fucking occupied United States of these fucking Americas, occupied by the United States Corporation, which the people have the right to fucking remove at any fucking time. It's not only right, it's our duty. They're fucking killing us. They're killing us by the millions of siblings around the age of 6 to 8 in Biri. On October 7th, any record of a young child killed in the manner Landa I described is similarly non-existent, as are photos of the murdered family he described. In fact, the only siblings anywhere close to this age range who died in the community that day, 12-year-old twins Lyle and Yanni Hertazoni, were killed by Israeli tank shelling. And that's what they were pushing the other day. So why are we playing this fucking game? Are we going to have a big old fucking discussion over bullshit that doesn't matter to any one of us in our individual fucking lives? And then we'll go boom. Right. Vote. We'll go vote and votes and change and stuff. Yeah, you fucking right. That's all this shit is. It's not alternative media, or they would be fucking pointing out the violations to the highest law in this fucking land. It's fucking simple. We all know it. We all can look at what is going on here and show exactly where our law is being violated and why, and where we have been fucking infiltrated and fucking where we are occupied by a fucking unlawful fucking corporation that came to existence when fucking
Abraham Springsteen declared fucking martial law clear back during the fucking War of Northern Aggression. Therefore, it appears to have been spun out of whole cloth, a cynical fabrication indeed to dramatize the supposed barbarism of Hamas in order to widen the political space for Israel's rampage in Gaza Strip. Fuck you. You cannot. There's no way they can fucking justify this in any way. And all they can do is try to desensitize you to them murdering children. Think about that mom blown up in her own fucking house, and they delivered her baby from her dead fucking body. Now that fucking happened, okay? That's what these dirty cocksuckers are doing. They're telling you that they're bombing fucking houses. They surrounded all the hospitals, blew them all the fucking pieces. This is genocide, genocide, genocide. And for this world to stand back and watch this happen to the Palestinian people is just unacceptable. And we are the worst because we actually have the authority and we have the fucking means to stop it. The investigation will demonstrate Laudre's tale was merely one of many tales concocted by a small circle of dubious characters who have managed to shape the official narrative of October 7th in Western media. That's about enough of that bullshit. See what else we got going here. Parents outraged after school forces young daughter to sleep with boy on field trip. These people still sending your kids to these motherfucking goddamn communist fucking freak shows. Parents were reeling recently when a school in Colorado forced a young girl to sleep with a boy during a field trip. No shit. Come on. We want to hear about this. No, maybe they don't want us to read this. Come on. There we go. During a cross-country trip in June, Jefferson County Public Schools assigned a fifth-grade girl to sleep in the same bed with a fifth-grade boy who identifies as transgender without notifying the girl or her parents, states a demand letter that was sent to the system and Superintendent Tracy Dorland by Alliance Defending Freedom. The GatewayPundit.com reports ADF is representing the 11-year-old girl's parents in the King's Courts. And I mean, did they keep, as long as you stay, keep playing this fucking administrative admiralty bullshit fucking game, you are the King's fucking subject. Until you break away from it and become an individual free sovereign national, get out that fucking page. Get on that fucking page and get ready to defend your fucking rights with your life, because they are the rights of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. They are the rights of your progeny that they are trying to take away. They want to enslave our people. Girls' parents, Joe and Serena Wales, who want the school to answer for its policies according to the Daily Signal. I want to know why you had your kid in this fucking school to start with. The Waleses say their daughter went on a school-sponsored field trip to Philadelphia and Washington with the assurances that from the JCPS that boys and girls would be roomed on different floors. And you fucking believed them? You fucking believed them? You believed them. Why'd you have your kids in that school, you stupid bastards? According to the ADF letter, chaperones were to make it known that boys would not be allowed to visit the girls' floor and vice versa. Serena Wales, was on the trip with her daughter. So mom was there. She must be a part of the communism. Was on the trip with her daughter, but she was not a chaperone. The Wales' daughter, identified as DW, was assigned to a room with three other students. The letter said two of the students were girls from her school. The third was a boy who identified as a girl and attended a different school. The boy was identified as KEM in the letter. Remember, these motherfuckers are less than 1%. When I said 0.04, I was wrong. I was way over. This is who is causing all this fucking problem. A tiny, little, teeny, tiny, sick, twisted fucking, you're going to, in 400 or 500 million people, you're going to have some fucking mental people that are fucked up in the head. we were and below 1%, that'd be about right. We were definitely not aware of that before we went on the trip. Serena Wallace told the Daily Signal in a phone interview. She said the boy was wearing girls' clothing and had longer hair. DW and KEM were assigned to the same bed, according to the letter. When the students were in their room together that evening, KEM told the girls he was a boy who identified as a girl. DW wasn't having it. She was afraid to share her bed with a boy, so she sneaked into the bathroom and called her mother. She then went downstairs and met Wallace in the lobby. Wallace said her daughter was terrified and really upset about the idea of sharing her bed with a biological boy, even though she had a good relationship with this other student. Imagine how the child must have felt. She knew that she was being asked to do what she was being asked to do was wrong even, they didn't write that right, was wrong even though school authorities had told her to do it. Thankfully, her parents weren't woke. Imagine if they had been. I don't know, you're pretty fucking woke if you've got your kids in these schools and you're going on goddamn shit like this. I was really upset, Serena Wallace told the Daily Signal. I was really upset that she was put in that situation at 11 years old. I don't feel that it's fair to put kids in that kind of situation. And two, that we were not given the information that this was possibly before the trip. The whole time they're saying girls on the one floor, boys on the other. They're not going to be in each other's rooms unless it is pre-approved. So we're going through this whole process, not even recognizing that it is a possibility. Wallace called her husband from the hotel. I felt a bit helpless, said he. Fuck you. You dumb son of a bitch, said I was 2,000 miles away. My daughter is scared in the bathroom trying to get herself out of a situation. It was a frustrating experience, and I just really felt like it was not a situation my daughter should have been put in. Really, you didn't bust nobody's fucking head, Daddy? You didn't kick nobody's fucking ass for trying to do that to your little daughter? This is why they do it, because there's no fucking consequences. There'll be no consequences for this. This is just fucking fodder for the fucking election I'm reading you. That's all I can read you people, because that's all that's fucking out there. That's all that's fucking out there. You can see how they're shifting it again, though. I mean, they went full out, like I said, two clicks back. Now they moved it back to where they were and think they're going to keep progressing towards getting you to fucking kick in your fucking programming for, you know, they gave you as a little kid. And go back into this administrative admiralty bullshit ball of spaghetti when all we have to do is wipe the fucker off the table and then fucking put the common law courts in place and get to hanging people and get to shooting fucking people. Because these motherfuckers have declared war on fucking our fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority, on our fucking goddamn law. And it is not only our right, it is our fucking duty to fucking fight them to the very fucking end. Anyways, people... That's enough for me for the day. Anyway, look at it for what it is and watch it keep happening and know that it's going to keep happening until somebody, look in the mirror and see if you can find anybody, somebody fucking steps up and does something. You got to shoot them out of here. They ain't just going to, oops, oh, God, I didn't realize it. I used to play with my grandchildren like that. You know, I'd be looking at him and tickling. He'd go, tickling, Grandpa. And I'd say, no, I'm not tickling. I'd show my left hand, my right hand to be underneath them, underneath their armpit, tickling them a little bit. And I go, no, no, no. And they'd point down there and I go, oh, I didn't realize. That's what this always reminds me of. Oh, we didn't realize. Well, you better fucking realize it. Or your children are going to be fucking, they're going to be under a Chinese fucking whip. Do you care? You have the balls of Americans to shut this shit down? Get on that goddamn page. Quit thinking about gold and silver and the pile and fucking your fat ass fucking wallets. Stop fucking listening to this fucking mainstream fucking alternate media, because that's what they are. Look them up. Each one of them incorporated. Corporations are the people we are fighting. Corporations and monarchies, aren't we? Anyways, fucking don't fall for it, people. and do something about it. That is the word from the trenches.